This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. He's heard weeknights 7 to 10 right here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. In the Washington, D.C. area, Jim Bohannon joining us. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Thanks for being on this morning. I know a lot of things are going on in the nation right now. As you talk to folks around America every evening, what are the big things that are coming up topic-wise?
Well, certainly everybody's concerned about the big battle over major spending in Washington. They're concerned about the southern border. They're concerned about skyrocketing crime rates. They're concerned about federal assaults on parents who merely wish to tell their school boards are not happy with them. And now we have the Attorney General of the United States deeming this terrorist activity. So a lot of things on the national plate. And, of course, a preview, perhaps, of the next year's midterm elections, the November 2nd statewide elections in Virginia and New Jersey.
And one of the things right now, of course, a lot of people are asking about is walking into a store wondering why they're out of something.
Yeah, the whole supply chain issue, of course, the pandemic, the global pandemic obviously upset a lot of things. People didn't go out. They weren't shopping. Demand dropped. Demand has suddenly turned around. And the thing about the problem here is that demand can turn on a dime. You get something going viral in the nation's consciousness. All of a sudden, we're buying stuff. Even during the pandemic, for example, there was a big increase in home improvement sales. People were stuck at home. They said, well, you know, I might as well finally get around to that honey-do list that my wife had. We'll start with adding an addition onto the garage. And so there were some things that were actually doing quite well during the pandemic. Now, people want to get out more, and the supply chain that it was so severely disrupted, they don't turn around. Even if you, let's say, people have a demand for widgets, and, okay, the widget factory says, all right, well, we'll bring people back in, assuming we can find anybody, because it's hard to hire people, but let's assume we get things going here. We're doing 24/7 making widgets. And they sit in our parking lot because we can't find trucks, because the trucking firms can't find drivers. And if they had drivers, then we can't get them to warehouses because the warehouses are filled to capacity. The whole supply chain reacts very slowly. And that's the problem. The problem is demand goes up quickly, the supply chain reacts slowly.
And some people thought this would get solved, or at least begin to get solved, once the pandemic unemployment aspect ramped down and folks weren't getting as much income if they just stayed home and didn't work.
Well, that's what we thought. Clearly there is a problem in society when it is profitable to sit on your can. And people, I assume, and I've thought a lot about this, I assume people pay bills. I mean, I have bills. I'm not a profligate spender, but I have a home mortgage. I've got car payments. I have bills. Now, I happen to like my job. But if I didn't like my job, I couldn't just say, well, gosh, I don't think I'll work anymore. Who's going to take care of my family? I don't know how these people are doing that, but I suspect that since the average American has very little in the way of savings, that it's through some form of government payment, in which case we need to cut back the government payment. Government payments to keep people secure during a time of unemployment were never designed to be comfortable. They were designed to be survivable. And we have obviously increased that to the point where it's comfortable. Well, then it's time to remove the comfort. Get off your duffs and get to work. We've got enough parasites in this society. We don't need any more.
Well, and one of the other things, too, and not having kids at home anymore, I'm not exactly sure how this is rolled out, but for parents of school age or 18 and under kids, there's also the monthly payment that could be one motivation to not work so much.
My monthly payment for what? I'm sorry.
That was tied into your tax. Instead of claiming your tax credit, you would get actually some of the money each month that you could file for, instead of getting a lump sum at the end when you filed your taxes.
Okay, yeah, that's another factor to certainly be included in this, absolutely.
So as we go through this period of time, looking ahead to 2022, you mentioned Virginia, New Jersey. What are the midterms looking like to you?
Oh, well, since World War II, when new presidencies start, their first midterm elections, they lose on average 27 seats. The public reacts to the win, and they move the other direction. And this has been anything but an average administration, even by the standards of the left, who are rooting for some of these things. This has not been a terribly good administration. It's been rather inept at times, shooting themselves in the foot on more than one occasion. So don't look for 27 seats to lose. It could be more like 35, 40, 45 seats, and they've got five to give. So the House is gone. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is done in January of 2023, almost certainly. On the Senate side, of course, it's a dead tie with the Kamala Harris tiebreaker, but some what Democrats would consider, I guess, undependable Democrats like West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kirsten Sinema. But beyond that, you have 20 Republican seats up in 2022, 14 Democratic seats, total of 34 seats. Five of the Republican incumbents are retiring. So the Republicans are defending more seats, and they're doing so without one quarter of them being defended by incumbents. But given how inept the Biden administration has been on so many fronts, they'll probably lose the Senate, too, which will mean the end of the Joe Biden domestic agenda. He's done about all he can do with executive orders. So apparently what Democrats are hoping to do is get everything they can now in the first 2 years of the Biden term, and then for the last 2 years hope that a Biden veto can keep most of what they got, which will then be under attack by Republican majorities. And, of course, it's much harder to kill laws than it is to pass laws. So what I look for is a Republican sweep next year.
If that takes place, how does that shape things towards the 2024 presidential election?
Well, of course, 2024 is a long way off. If things continue as they are, I think it would be disastrous. I'm not sure that there is a Republican who could lose in 2024. Donald Trump makes noises like he's going to run. He would be the favorite for the Republican nomination if he did run. He's got a ton of baggage that cost him the last time around. But so bad has been the Biden administration, even from their supporters' point of view, that it's hard to think of any Democrat, Biden, Harris, anybody who could win that election. If it were held today, it would be a Republican sweep. They would win the presidency. But again, a lot can change in 2 years. And one issue that it could be a major factor, if the Supreme Court in their current term take that Mississippi law that bans abortions before 15 weeks of pregnancy, abortion is an issue that gets the left voting, and that could very well increase the turnout and change things in 2024 or even 2022.
Interesting. Jim Bohannon, of course, heard weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Looks like the clock has pushed us to the end here, but Jim, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, my pleasure as always. Enjoyed immensely, Kyle, and thank you very much, sir. Be sure to tune into my show, of course, so weeknights right here. KQEN.
All right, you bet. 8:42, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.